was a better person than I knew I was. I got blood on my hands and I don't know what it's from. So before you call the rain to wash this ugliness away, I'ma lie out, let it dry out in the sun.
Hello, everyone. I'm Kirk Bankstead. Welcome to the Up North Podcast. I'm from the Minocqua Brewing Company.
I'm Sarah Yakub of the Minocqua Brewing Company Super Pack.
And I'm Pat Kreitlow, founder of UpNorthNewsWI.com. We are live on Wednesday evenings on the radio, and then you can listen back to it as a podcast over the weekend. Sarah is still sitting in a chair borrowed from a Bond supervillain based on my video feed. How goes the knee recovery over there?
It's going, and I'm thinking the chair is just going to be sort of a Wisp Mama Bear thing now, because I'm kind of, it's growing on me.
It's kind of got that Mama Bear nest, you know, look to it. Exactly. Yep.
Cocoon for protecting the little ones while they're metamorphosizing.
It's a place where a mom can go to escape. And I got a feeling my daughter felt the same way. My younger daughter's birthday is today. She'd made a lovely chocolate cake out in Michigan where she lives now. Gave a slice of it to her two-year-old son. Turned around for just a moment. And down, crashing down, came the glass cake stand. You know, with the little glass dome that goes over the cake. And I guess he wanted more cake. But so happy birthday, Chelsea. You've got a two-year-old for your birthday present. So do enjoy.
Wait, so she lost the cake and the glass, like, shattered into a million pieces?
Yep. Got a Snapchat video of her, you know, pointing the camera at Teddy going, "What did you do?" And he's just kind of looking down at the floor at the cake and the broken glass. And I don't think he'll be trying to pilfer another piece anytime soon, but happy birthday, dear. Hey, I was in Washington, D.C. last weekend, and I can attest that Green Bay Packer bars are indeed everywhere. I had my choice of several, but ended up at Mackey's in Alexandria, a lot of friendly folks there. And it's always great to find Wisconsinites beyond our borders. I remember once being on a mission trip through our church we were helping to build homes is not a good way of putting it. They were more like shacks. But going through a retirement community in South Texas, a lot of Packer flags that were flying there, some Bears, some Vikings as well. You know, but either one of you ever see signs of Wisconsin, friendly faces in unusual places?
Well, Pat, when I was living in Manhattan, I went to the Kettle of Fish quite a bit, which is some guy, I think, from Wauwatosa or Waukesha, moved to New York a long, long, long time ago. And so that's the Packer bar in downtown Manhattan.
And I remember going to one on the West Side as well during a trip to New York. Because, again, there's multiple. You can search for them on your Google machine, and they're everywhere. And, Sarah, you ever find some friendly faces outside the borders?
You know, my husband and I travel quite a bit, and it's always this debate. So he's a University of Minnesota professor. And so it's, what do we claim? Because we're right on the border and he's always wearing his University of Minnesota Gophers hat. And so we go back and forth, and it's this funny thing when we're talking to cab drivers of, where are we from?
Yeah, you Hudson people are all like bipolar when it comes
to
Packer
fans. You're in that no man's land, right? And I know from all those years anchoring the news on Channel 13 in Eau Claire that you've got more than, you know, more Vikings fans than we need, you know, but they're there as folks, you know, have migrated east. And I remember on Highway 29, before they expanded it, somewhere in the Elk Mound area, there was just this little ramshackle bar. And I believe it was called the Neutral Zone, or was it called something else? And it was half purple and half green. You know, and it was always good for a news story. It was always good to show off what makes us very uniquely Wisconsin. Hey, look, we're going to take our first break. When we come back, a few more things that are uniquely Wisconsin. There's Culver's Butter Burgers, Cheese Curds, and Up North News. And we're going to talk to reporter JT Seskowski about his trek to test the curd burger and other stories about his recent road trip up north. This is the similarly named but independently run radio circus known as the Up North Podcast. And we'll be right back.